The thing that strikes you about the letters that come in is how down to earth and how everyday the requests are. I always find that extraordinary. You know, people are not asking for big things. They're not asking to win the lotto. They're asking that their son or daughter pass their exams, that a marriage would work out. They ask. Oh, it's so varied, but it's every day, you know.
And these people are people who pray constantly to the Sacred Heart, don't they?
Yes, I find that the people who I meet and I deal with have a very deep devotion to the Sacred Heart. And they live it out in their everyday. For example, in speaking to a promoter from Wexford recently, and she was so natural in the way she spoke about the Sacred Heart, because they have a farm, a small farm, and she would say to me, oh, I'd go down the field and talk to the Sacred Heart and tell him what I need. And, you know, if we're running short of money or whatever, she said, I'll just say to him, you know, you have to do something here. I can't do this. Help us out. You know, and they just talk so naturally. And I come across that over and over again. People will say things like, oh, sure, the Sacred Heart is my man. If I didn't have him, what would I do? It's very deep, because, like we say, the Sacred Heart, I mean, they're talking about their relationship with Jesus, the person of Jesus, you know? And the name Sacred Heart is just, it's just another name for that relationship. But what it comes down to, what it all boils down to, is that very personal, very intimate, very loving relationship with Christ, with Jesus Christ. And maybe I'm privileged, and I do feel very privileged in the people that I meet, because they share that deep personal relationship with Christ that they have. You know, a relationship that is rooted in the everyday living out of their lives. As I said, they're not asking for extraordinary things. They're asking, and it's not only about asking, you know, it's about living that devotion. Their prayer is, you know, their prayer is a very simple prayer as well. You know, the sacrament of the Eucharist is very important. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The devotion to the First Friday. You know, people think all these things are gone, but they're not. They're there and they're very much alive.
And is it something that has been passed down traditionally in families?
Yeah, very much so. It's passed, and it's the example from mother to daughter, and you know, from grandmother to grandchild, it's a grandfather. It you know, people always say to me when I'm promoting the messenger, my mother read that all her life. Not only my mother, my grandmother read that all her life. I delivered that when I was in school. I want that in my home, so my children and my grandchildren will see the messenger. You know. And it's not just about reading the messenger. It's what's behind that, and what's behind that is this devotion to Jesus, this relationship that they have with Christ, that they want very, very badly for their own children and their own grandchildren.
Now, particularly in the month of June, you know, we do think about devotion to the Sacred Heart, because it leads up to the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and we also have the Novena to the Sacred Heart. Is that as strong now as it ever was?
That's a hard question to answer. Is it as strong now? The novena, what is a novena? A novena is a time to focus for a particular time on an aspect of either a saint's life, or in this case, on the Sacred Heart. And for many people that I deal with, that those 9 days of the novena are in some ways a completion or just an extended part of their monthly, their First Friday devotion to the Sacred Heart. And it's time to thank, I suppose, really, the Sacred Heart, thank our Lord, thank Jesus, whatever name you want to put there. It's to thank our Lord for the many, many graces that they receive on a daily basis. So there are many parishes who still would have a novena to the Sacred Heart. But I think what's more important is that people take the novena and they pray it either at home themselves, or they pray it with a relative that's ill, or you know, for example, when we promoted at the Limerick, the over 50s, I handed out over 800 leaflets with the novena on it. And people said, that's great. Now, my aunt is in some nursing home. I'll bring it to her and maybe we'll do that together. Or my sister is living in Canada. I think I'll send that to her. It'll remind her of home, and it'll, you know, we'll say this together, but we won't be together, you know. Or the CD with the novena on it. So many people said, one promoter came up to me and said, look, you wouldn't believe what has happened with this. It came in the door and I went up to my parish priest to talk to him about it. And he had just received the packet in the post that we sent out from the messenger. And she said to him, right, Father, what are we going to do with this? And immediately he said, I think we'll get the CD for all the people in our parish who are so ill that they won't make it to the novena. And we'll all listen to it at the same time. They listen to it at home in their sick bed. We listen to it and we'll pray it in the church. And like, I just thought that was amazing. You know, this promoter just, you know, came along to share that. So is the devotion to the Sacred Heart still alive? Yeah, very much so.